Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Proverbs chapter 14. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. A wise woman builds her home, but a foolish woman tears it down with her own hands. Those who follow the right path fear the Lord. Those who take the wrong path despise him. A fool's proud talk becomes a rod that beats him, but the words of the wise keep them safe. Without oxen, a stable stays clean, but you need a strong ox for a large harvest. An honest witness does not lie, a false witness breathes lies. A mocker seeks wisdom and never finds it, but knowledge comes easily to those with understanding. Stay away from fools, for you won't find knowledge on their lips. The prudent understand where they are going, but fools deceive themselves. Fools make fun of guilt, but the godly acknowledge it and seek reconciliation. Each heart knows its own bitterness, and no one else can fully share its joy. The house of the wicked will be destroyed, but the tent of the godly will flourish. There is a path before each person that seems right, but it ends in death. Laughter can conceal a heavy heart, but when the laughter ends, the grief remains. Backsliders get what they deserve, good people receive their reward. Only simpletons believe everything they're told. The prudent carefully consider their steps. The wise are cautious and avoid danger. Fools plunge ahead with reckless confidence. Short-tempered people do foolish things, and schemers are hated. Simpletons are clothed with foolishness, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. Evil people will bow before good people. The wicked will bow at the gates of the godly. The poor are despised even by their neighbors, while the rich have many friends. It is a sin to belittle one's neighbor. Blessed are those who help the poor. If you plan to do evil, you will be lost. If you plan to do good, you will receive unfailing love and faithfulness. Work brings profit, but mere talk leads to poverty. Wealth is a crown for the wise. The effort of fools yields only foolishness. A truthful witness saves lives, but a false witness is a traitor. Those who fear the Lord are secure. He will be a refuge for their children. Fear of the Lord is a life-giving fountain. It offers escape from the snares of death. A growing population is a king's glory. A prince without subjects has nothing. People with understanding control their anger. A hot temper shows great foolishness. A peaceful heart leads to a healthy body. Jealousy is like cancer in the bones. Those who oppress the poor insult their maker, but helping the poor honors him. The wicked are crushed by disaster, but the godly have a refuge when they die. Wisdom is enshrined in an understanding heart. Wisdom is not found among fools. Godliness makes a nation great, but sin is a disgrace to any people. A king rejoices in wise servants, but is angry with those who disgrace him. Once again, that was Proverbs chapter 14, in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Investing in people is messy, but it is the only way to do the big things God has called us to do. Proverbs 14 verse 4 is such a helpful verse. Quote, "Without oxen a stable stays clean, but you need a strong ox for a large harvest," end quote. If you have no ox, then you don't have to clean up the mess of an ox. If you have no ox, though, you have to do all of the work yourself, and that limits the amount of work you can do. If you choose to have an ox, don't be surprised at the mess it makes. There will be extra, non-harvest work that you will have to do. If you have an ox, though, you will be able to accomplish much more. How wise are you with your emotions? Our culture says everything from, quote, "you can't control your feelings," end quote, "you can," to, quote, "what you feel can't be wrong," end quote, "really?" to, quote, "it doesn't matter what you feel," end quote. I don't think any of these are a great picture of, quote, "love the Lord your God with all your heart," end quote. This chapter in Proverbs gives us some great insights about emotions. First, we need to make the right choices, no matter what we feel, from what we just read in verses 1 and 2, and tell the truth, even if we are angry or frustrated, how it's referenced in verse 5. Guilt is real, and something we are supposed to feel when we do wrong, as we heard earlier in verse 9. Don't pretend to fully understand how someone else is feeling or to expect someone else to fully understand you, as it is described in verse 10. That is why God is our comforter and counselor. Sometimes people are covering up their emotions, as we heard from the reading of verse 13, so be willing to go deeper with them. And don't lose your temper. It leads to bad decisions and hurt relationships, which was explained in verses 17 and 29. The goal is to love the Lord with all your heart. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Take some time to reflect on this question: how wise am I with my emotions? How can you apply the quote, lesson of the ox, end quote, which is given to us as an example in Proverbs chapter 14 verse 4, to your expectations of others? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.